You are listening to a message from ICS Church. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.
Hey, so once again, thank you just for joining us in worshiping and praising God. You know, you can never go wrong when you lift up the name of the Lord in the midst of your circumstances, wherever you are. Kung kayo po ay nasa tahanan nyo, thank you for allowing us to be in your home today. Or if you're in your offices right now, you're working and you're taking a few minutes break, we pray and hope that this will be an encouragement to you. Hey, I just want to do a quick shout out for those of you who are our frontliners. For the doctors, the policemen, military guys, and those that have been working nonstop in government offices and just trying to help communities, cities, and an entire nation get through this season. Maraming salamat po sa inyo pong sakripisyo. Maraming salamat po sa inyo pong ginagawa. You can expect us to continue to be praying for you and extending help where we can. If you have any prayer needs or prayer requests, don't hesitate to message us at ICS Church right here on our Facebook page. We want to continue to be of assistance to you where we can. If all that we can do right now is this, to encourage you with God's word and worshiping and praising together, you can expect that we will do this as long as we're able to technologically. Again, we want to thank our media team here at ICS, led by Pastor Pat, just for helping us in getting this message out to everybody that is watching us today. So we're going to get into the word this evening. If you're taking notes, you can write this down. The message for tonight is never been here before. Never been here before. How many of you can relate? Oh, I can. You know, the past few weeks, just doing what we've been doing here at church, coming into doing ministry online, lahat po ng ginagawa namin, this is something that we've never done before, mobilizing our small group leaders, meeting online instead of face-to-face or in real life is something that we've never done before. And I'm sure for many of us, this is something that is continuing. You know, we're continuing to adjust to this season. But I'm grateful for the presence of God, because I know without prayer and without the presence of the Holy Spirit, I'll not be able to do what I'm doing right now. The rest of our team will not be able to do what we have been doing right now. And we're grateful for God's presence that has sustained us, the peace that we can continue to find in His presence. It's really all because of Him. But, you know, a couple of years ago, let me tell you a quick story before we get into the word. Together with some youth leaders, we were in another country, and we were looking for a camp, a venue for a youth camp. And so we left the city where we were in, and this journey should have only taken about 45 minutes. 45 minutes lang dapat siya. But after an hour, we still were not there. And it did not help, because all the signs that we could see around us were in a foreign language. And none of us could speak that foreign language. Merong isa na marunong magsalita conversationally in that language, pero the rest of us, wala, zero, zilch. And he couldn't even read those signs. So we try to follow a map, and we still were not there. 2 hours later, wala pa rin, paikot-ikot pa rin kami. But it was only on the third hour mark when we finally reached our destination, 2.5 hours later, when we should have reached that place. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, you know, when I want to go to a particular place, it's important that a guide is competent. You know, this is a truth that all of us probably would agree with. A competent guide helps you reach your destination when you should. You know, that's always important. If you're doing tours, if you're touring, okay lang yun, di ba? A tourist doesn't really care so much about the things that he's doing. Pero kung ikaw ay isang tao na meron patutunguhan, you just need to get to a destination. You want to be there when you want to be there. And a competent guide helps. You know, before Waze, before Google Maps, usually what we do is we just ask directions. You know, when we reach a new city, a new town, we ask for directions. And kadalasan, maganda kung yung magbibigay ng direksyon sa'yo, competent. Alam niya talaga. Pero minsan, pag nagtatanong po tayo, yung mga nagbibigay ng direksyon, nahihiya. Ayaw nilang sabihin na hindi nila alam. So they'll give a direction even though they don't know where to go or where it is. And instead of being helpful, it becomes more difficult. We end up getting lost. We end up actually not reaching the place where we are supposed to be. And in many ways, kind of that is where we are right now. Even the doctors, the scientists, even our politicians, our government leaders, despite of their best efforts that they're doing, and I salute them, you know, I'm in awe of them in the things that they are doing. None of us have been here where we are right now. This virus that has just spread globally, touching many, many nations around the world, many of this, you know, the extent of this virus and the impact of it, both geopolitically, economically, we've never experienced anything like this, at least in our lifetime. And so for many of us, we are navigating this new place, new experience where we have never been before. And we're grateful, again, we're grateful for all that everybody is doing and trying to help us get through every day so that hopefully, and in the end, we could reach a better destination. And that's what we're praying for. That's what we're hoping for. That this season, it's only a season, it will end. It will end. And when it ends, there's going to be a new experience for us after this, for sure. And I don't know what that's going to look like, but definitely it's going to be very different from where it was before COVID-19 ever came and impacted our life. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. But every day, all of us need to navigate our daily experiences. You know? I don't think none of us are looking to that yet because we don't know what that future will look like. So for all of us, including me, I'm just thinking about every day, what I need to do today, what I'm going to do tomorrow. In fact, I don't want to get overwhelmed so much with what's going to happen tomorrow, even though there are things that I'm thinking about, I'm planning about based on what I'm experiencing now. Pero dahil sa araw-araw ang bilis ng pagbabago, you know, there are things that we plan right now that could totally change the next day. And we need to remain flexible in all the things that we are experiencing. So tonight, we're going to look at a passage that will help us go through this season where we've never experienced before. Here's one truth I want us to remember tonight. God is an excellent and trustworthy guide for our journey. He is the one that is dependable. He's the one that is immovable. In fact, he's not even affected by this virus. Right? He is not confined somewhere. He's not under quarantine. God is not locked down. No, he is free. In fact, he is present right where you are, right? In the comfort of your home, in your workplace, wherever it is you're watching this stream, God is present where you are. Your situation is not hopeless. Your situation is not difficult. Why? Because he is present. He is not quarantined somewhere. He is not locked away in a home, afraid if the virus might touch him. No, God is free. He is beyond all these things. We're going to look at the story of a nation of Israel back in the Old Testament because they experienced something similar to this. No, it wasn't a virus, but it was a season where they experienced a new season in their life that they've never experienced before. And God comes to them right at this time and speaks over their life. We're going to go to Joshua chapter 3. Beginning with verse 1, Joshua 3 and verse 1, it says here, early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia Grove and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River where they camped before crossing. Now, let's backtrack a little bit. What is happening right now? What is this situation? The nation of Israel had been a nomadic group of people after being delivered from the oppressive government of the Empire of Egypt. They were now free. And what should have taken just a couple of days ended up becoming 40 years in the desert. Now talk about somebody who's not a competent guide. Now it wasn't Moses' fault, right? Well, maybe partially it was. But in this situation, God had already given them the direction. In fact, years earlier, they were about to possess the land to reach the destination where they were supposed to be. But because of unbelief, because of several people, the majority who chose not to believe in what God had instructed them to do and to follow it, they ended up wandering in the desert for an additional 40 years. But now Moses was no longer. New leadership was in place, and it was now Joshua, this generation, together with those who had grown up in the desert. And God said, hey, now it's time for you again to go to where I've led you 40 years ago. You were supposed to go there. You were supposed to reach that destination. But hey, everybody else disobeyed. But now, because you guys have believed in me, have trusted in me, let's try it again. I'm going to lead you into the land of promise, into Canaan. And so here it was. This is where we find the nation of Israel. Several millions of them are on the west bank of the Jordan River, about to cross to the east to take possession of the land of promise, the destination where God was about to lead them. And here in verse 2, it says, 3 days later, the Israelite officers went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord or your God, move out from your positions and follow them. Now, for those of you who may not be a Christian, you know, you didn't grow up in church, you have no idea what this is about. What is the Ark of the Covenant? This was an ornament that signified God's presence. And contained here were the commandments that God gave to Moses. It signified God's presence. Where they were in the desert, this was something that they carried with them wherever they went. And it reminded them that God's presence was among them. And so here, there was an entire tribe that was responsible for taking care of the Ark of the Covenant. They were the ones responsible to come on behalf of the nation of Israel to God. They were called Levites. And right here, the instruction was for the Levitical priests, the ones who were intermediaries between God's people, the nation of Israel, and God's presence, to be the ones to go before the entire nation where they were about to cross the Jordan River. The instruction is, when you hear the Levitical priest, carry the Ark of the Covenant, move out from your positions, and follow them. So the Levitical priests were the ones at the forefront. The rest of the nation was following behind them. Verse 4, since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the Ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Now, this is really interesting. 40 years in the desert, and now you're about to cross into your destination where God has been leading you. You're supposed to be there 40 years ago, but for whatever reason, their disobedience, their distrust, and lack of faith in God, it disallowed them from entering into that land sooner than when they should have. But now, finally, faith has arisen. Joshua, Caleb, and the generation that is currently with them have decided, hey, we're going to trust in God. We're going to believe that what God said and His promises for us is actually true. And we're going to depend on Him. And so when God finally gave the instruction once again, hey, it's time for you to move out, they decided to trust this. And the instruction was, hey, here's what you're going to do. You're going to allow the priests and the Levites to go before you. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a bit suspicious to me. And if it was up to me, that's kind of be like, this is really weird. You know, we've never been here before, and now we're about to do something that we've never done before. We're about to cross a river. There's no bridge anywhere. And right there in the scripture, it tells us it's actually flood season, that the rivers are pretty high during this season. It's not the best time to cross. So if you look at it, if you assess the situation, it actually doesn't make sense. One, there's no bridge. How can we cross a river where there is no bridge? Secondly, why should we even cross in this season? Shouldn't we cross in a season when the river is kind of low? Maybe during that time it's going to be easier. But now it's actually flood season. The banks of the river are pretty high, so that makes it even more difficult. But we don't find these questions in the story. Rather, what we find is total and utter faith and trust and belief in the instruction of the God that has given this command over the nation of Israel. You know, in times when we don't know what to do, and there are so many voices that we're hearing around us, it's always important to trust and listen to the voice that is competent and trustworthy. You know, just like going to a tour, you don't want to be led in a tour. You don't want to have somebody driving in the taxi, your Grab, that doesn't know your destination, right? You don't want to do that. You don't want to get into a car and the driver is constantly asking you, should I turn here? Should I go straight? Should I turn left? Well, hold on. The reason why I'm paying for this ride is so that you can get me to that destination. If you need to ask me how to get there, maybe I should be the one driving instead of you. But no, we pay somebody to get us to our destination because we believe, we trust that they are competent. We can trust them to help us reach that place. Today, there's a lot of things that we don't know. There's a lot of things that is causing us distress, worry, anxiety, because we don't know. The best scientists who are trying to find a vaccine as of today still have not. But we're grateful for the hard work of our doctors that somehow, some way, many are still experiencing recovery through this. And we celebrate that, which is something that we should celebrate. There are, but still, there are hundreds that are dying because of this. Because of this. There are voices. There are voices that we need to be listening to. Today, there's going to be an update in the news. There's going to be an update from the Department of Health here in the Philippines. Maybe in your nation, you're going to hear about it. Government leaders are going to give us updates and possibly even more instructions on what to do. When they give us an instruction, when my doctor tells me, hey, you should probably limit your social interaction with people, I'm probably going to believe that. I'm going to trust that. Why? Because these are medical doctors. If they tell me something about my health that I should look out for, I'm going to listen to them. If you're a chemical engineer and you give me a diagnosis of what's wrong with me, I probably won't trust you, right? I won't believe everything you say. It may be true, it may not be true, but because you're not an expert in that field, you won't expect me to have full faith and trust in your opinion based on my medical health and your diagnosis on my health. Why? Because you're not a medical doctor. You're an engineer. If a doctor comes to me and gives me a diagnosis in an assessment and prescribes medication or a way to take care of my health, I'm going to listen to that voice. Why? Because they're an expert in that field. They actually spend time and effort to study and to continue to study and research ways so that I could be cured for whatever illness it is that I am carrying. Can I tell you tonight, God is somebody that we can trust. God is an excellent and trustworthy guide for our journey. And this journey that we're on, none of us have been here before. But you know who has? God has. And in fact, even in this journey, God is beyond this journey. Even though he cannot be touched by this virus, he is close to each one of us. In fact, he is present right here. He is with you where you are. He knows exactly what you are going through. And just like the nation of Israel, he desires to guide us. He desires us to experience the land of promise, the land where we can experience the promises of God being fulfilled in our life. You know, this promise was given hundreds of years, even before the generation of Joshua. It was even given before Moses' time. It was given hundreds of years in Abraham's time. He was the one that was given this promise. But now it is being fulfilled hundreds of years later in the time of Joshua. God is an excellent and trustworthy guide for our journey. Why? Because he is present. He's already there. He is already there. He is God that is sovereign over all things. In fact, from the very beginning, it says God was. He had already existed. And even in the midst of our situation, he comes to us. His promises, Psalmist declares to us that He is close to the brokenhearted. He is near to those who are in need. All we need to do is to come to Him. To come to Him. If you're weary, if you're heavy laden, if you're burdened, if you're anxious, and His promises, you know, you will find me there. And when you find me there, you will find rest. He is present and He is with us. This was something that was true for the nation of Israel. And in fact, this wasn't just something that they believed. This was proven over time. When they followed the instructions 3 days later, this is exactly what they did. The Levites took up the Ark of the Covenant, symbolizing God's presence. And at a season, at a time when it was high, flood season, the rivers were all the way up to the banks. They carry the Ark of the Covenant. I'm sure some of them were probably thinking, man, I don't know if I'm in my right mind, but I'm just going to trust and believe what God has instructed. They had no idea what was about to happen. But as they carry the Ark of the Covenant, and as the Levites, the priests, step before and in front of the nation of Israel, as soon as they stepped onto that river, the river started to dry up. It says in the story that the stream was held up. Upstream, and so that they could walk on dry land. It was like a repeat of the parting of the Red Sea. And I'm sure they were surprised, they were shocked about what was happening. Some of them who had grown up the last 40 years in the desert only heard about these stories, but they were now experiencing it for themselves. And they were probably saying, wow, man, God is doing it again. I've heard these stories before of God's miracles, of how God did this to our parents, to the people who have gone before us 40 years ago when they were escaping the armies of Egypt. But man, I'm experiencing it now personally. My generation, and each one of them walked on the dry bed of the Jordan River. They were instructed, you know, pick up 12 stones to represent all the 12 tribes of Israel so that when you reach the other side of the Jordan River, you could put up an altar commemorating, remembering what God did in this season for you. You know, some of us have heard of God's miracles in the past. Maybe you haven't experienced it personally, but you know, the God that we serve today is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change like shifting shadows. If He promises to do something, you can expect that He will fulfill it. You know, God promised to be with us, never to leave us, never to forsake us. You can expect that God is with you wherever you are today. God promises that when we call upon His name, He will answer us. You can expect that whatever circumstances or situations that are taking place in your life, as you lift your voice to Him, as you turn your face towards Him, He's always facing your direction. In fact, He's already present where you are, and you just need to acknowledge Him. But we need to learn to trust Him. Maybe the issue is not with God. Maybe the issue is with us. Maybe you've gone through situations in your life that has built up a distrust towards authority. Maybe you've experienced relationships where somebody gave a word to you, but they were not able to fulfill it. Maybe your spouse left you, your husband, your wife, your parent. Maybe the leader, your boss, promised something and didn't come through with it. And as a result, you're suffering because of this. You've lost a job. You've lost a relationship. Your emotions right now are totally messed up because of these things that others have done. And you've lost trust. You've lost trust in people. You've lost trust in the government. You've lost trust in the people around you. You don't even believe what you hear being reported right now. But can I tell you, somebody who believes in you, God believes in you. He says He created you and He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows you by name. He created you from the innermost parts. When nobody else saw you, God formed you there. It was His choice for you to exist today. And you might be saying, man, why am I existing during this time when I'm experiencing these difficulties, these strife over my life? I don't know. But one thing I know, God has called us and created us for such a time as this. And despite of the challenges that we're experiencing, there are greater days ahead. This was the promise over the nation of Israel.
God said, hey, if you follow me, this is what you will experience. And this is exactly what they did. They decided to trust God. They decided to follow in obedience to the instruction that this guide gave to them. Instead of trying to do it through their own strength, hey, why don't we build a bridge so that we could cross the river? They decided, you know what? Okay, I have my own thoughts. I have my own ways of how we should do these things. But hey, God definitely knows things so much better than I do. So I'm just going to trust Him. And sometimes it sounds crazy. Why should I pray to somebody that I cannot see? It sounds crazy. But you know what? When you do, in all sincerity, when you come to Him with all that you are, when you put your full trust in Him and His promises and say, Lord God, I'm going to depend upon You. I'm going to trust in You. I'm going to follow what You have instructed me to do in Your Word, through Your Spirit. You will see wonders and miracles take place in your life. That's exactly what Israel did. That's what they experienced. And that is God's promise for us today. You know, sometimes it's not about the destination. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know how long this quarantine or lockdown in some of the other nations will take place, how long it will be. But you know, even right now where you are, you can experience the goodness, the blessing, and the favor of God. The journey with God is as exciting as the destination. This is the beauty about guides. You know, the best guides in the world don't just lead you from one destination to the next, right? The best Grab drivers engage you in conversation. The best tour guides are the ones that tell you about the things that you're seeing, not just where you're going to go. And with God, that is who He is. He's saying, yes, I'm wanting to lead you to a place of healing. I'm wanting to bring you to the place where you can have freedom when you don't feel like you're under house arrest, even though you're not a criminal. But even before you get to that destination, right now, I am with you. I'm wanting for you to experience my presence where you are. I'm wanting for you to experience my peace, my provision, my blessing, my healing where you are. You don't have to wait because we don't know how long that will take. But in the journey, just like the nation of Israel, they had no idea. All they knew was God wanted them to cross that river to get to the promised land. But they had no idea how God was going to do that. What did they do? In faith and in trust, they just obeyed. Levites, get up. Carry the Ark of the Covenant, symbolizing God's presence, and let His presence go before you. And as they trusted in the presence of God, they saw a miracle in the journey. The moment they stepped onto that river, that bed dried up. That river dried up. And they were in awe. They were in wonder. Wow. Wow. I know there are great big battles ahead, but right now, just in this journey, I'm going to enjoy it. Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm going to make the most of this right now. And you need to make the most of it. And you can start by committing in faith and trusting that God has the best plan, that there are greater days ahead. The promise was, you're going to see amazing things. The Lord will do great wonders among you. But it wasn't just about the destination. It was about the journey that they were on. I don't know what kind of miracles God is going to perform in your life. But you know, just in this past week, we have been spending time in prayer and seeking God, and we've been hearing one miracle after a miracle taking place. Miracles of healing of those who have been sick. Miracles of deliverance for those who didn't have anything. Those who were worried that provision wouldn't come. And you know what? God provided. God made a way. And sometimes, you know, God's answer would come by the means of the government. Sometimes it would be through the means of somebody you don't even know who would extend help, extend assistance. But the miracle will come. The provision will come. The peace of God will come. Why? Because that's His promise. You will experience things unusual like you've never experienced before. Why? Because we've never been here. None of us have ever been here, but you know who was present and who was already there? God. And He's just waiting for us to take a step towards His direction in faith, in belief, in trust that He will do, and He will do what He said He will do. We can trust Him today. We can trust Him today. You can trust Him in the midst of your situation. Some of you right now, you're probably experiencing difficulty in your relationships at home. It's probably straining you right now. Hey, you can trust that God will give you wisdom. He will give you the capacity to be patient with your kids, with your spouse, with your neighbors, with the rest that's living with you. He can grant you that. Why? But that's His Spirit. That's a fruit of His Spirit. He could give you love. He could give you patience, self-control. As you need it, He will come. The miracle, the greatest miracle that anyone could ever experience is not the miracle of provision or healing, but one of salvation. One where a life is totally sold out to God, totally believes that He is Savior and Lord. Because that is the beginning point. It's when you recognize that He is all that matters that you will begin to experience His leading over your life. And so today, as we end, I want to encourage you just to submit to God all your cares. Trust Him with each day. Trust Him with each day. Don't let tomorrow bring all the worries on. No, trust Him for today. Give thanks to Him for what has done. And you're going to experience His peace beyond understanding. I want to invite you right now just to pray with me. This is just a conversation with God. If you've never trusted Him, if you don't even know who Jesus is, hey, His presence is with you right now. And all He desires is for you to experience the fullness of His presence, His peace, His comfort, His provision, and His blessing. Just follow with me in this prayer and make it as if it's your own, inviting Him into your situation tonight. Lord Jesus, I thank You for Your love for me. I thank You that You care for me in the midst of all that I'm going through, in the midst that's happening around the world. You still know about me. And right now, there are some of you who feel like God doesn't notice you, and God just wants you to know right now, as you're listening to my voice, that hey, He cares and He knows exactly what you're going through, that your life is worth everything to Him. That if you were the only person on this earth, He would still come and sacrifice His own life so that you could experience a life with our loving Heavenly Father. That's how much He loves you. So Jesus, today, out of Your love for me, I surrender all that I am to You. Forgive me of all my wrongdoings. Forgive me of my sins. Come and be my Savior and be my Lord, beginning today. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, or you dedicated your life to the Lord, you know that all of the angels in the heavens are rejoicing over a single person, a sinner, the scripture says, who repents. And we rejoice with you, and we desire for you to continue to experience God's goodness in your life. Let us know if this is a decision that you made today. Send us a message. We want to be able to connect with you so that we could help you grow and know what your next step is as you follow Jesus Christ. We're going to pray again for the rest of us. If we're going through difficulties right now, would you just come in agreement with me as we come together in prayer? Heavenly Father, again, we come to You right now in Jesus' name, and we submit to You the issues that we are carrying today. Lord God, the difficulties that much of the world is facing right now, brought about by this virus. Lord, we pray for strength and wisdom for every government leader. Lord, we lift up to You the frontliners once again, the doctors, the nurses, the policemen, Lord God, everybody that is working 24/7 to make sure that the communities are taken care of. Lord God, the sources of our food supply, those that are manning groceries, Lord, and pharmacies, we submit to You each one. We pray for Your protection and covering over each one. Let strength and health and wholeness come. At the same time, Lord God, we ask, Lord, that You would just sweep across the earth, that You would fill the earth with Your presence and with Your Spirit, and that hope would come, Lord Jesus. You would breathe hope, Lord God, to those that are needing it right now. That strength would come, Lord Jesus, that Your Spirit would come and bring wholeness and deliverance and healing across the face of the earth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us today in this stream. We trust that you would be encouraged. Right here in Metro Manila in the Philippines, our president has declared a week long of prayer. And every day right here at ICS Church at noontime at 12 o'clock, we spend time to pray together. So if you want to join us, then we invite you to do so. Otherwise, spend time to pray and seek God's presence where you are. But know that God is for you. His blessings are for you. And He is with you where you are. So don't hesitate to approach Him and talk to Him and invite Him into your situation because He cares for you. God bless you.
We pray that you are encouraged by this message. For more information about ICS Church, please visit us online at ics.church or like us on facebook.com/ICS Church.